and almost said satisfied. It is 22 before the hour at 1 o'clock, WABC chime time. I just got a call from Georgia. Now, this doesn't mean a heck of a lot, except for the fact that the other night I got a call from Indiana. And the whole thing is about one thing. The fact that there is something very strange about the beetle Paul. The fact that the beetle Paul may be dead. In Indiana University, for instance, at Bloomington, there are 30 students working on a research project indicating that the beetle Paul might be dead. I talked to them last night for an hour and a half. As a DJ on the world's largest radio station, I felt it my business to listen to their claims. And they told me some things which shocked me. And I was up all night last night. And I'd promised myself that I would not say anything on WABC because I'm talking to 40 states right now. And there are a heck of a lot of people listening to this thing. And I'll surely get fired if I say anything unusual. But the fact is, folks, I've been fired anyhow. You will not hear my show after 2 weeks from now. It'll be off the air. And I'm not going to be cut now because it's 12:39 at night and there's nobody standing by to cut the switch. But I'm going to tell you the truth. These kids at Indiana University have mentioned something very strange about Paul. And I am going to give you the things that they have mentioned. And I hope that you will remember that I told you first, because you're going to hear about this. This is making the wire services. This is making all the local radio newscasts across the country. And I know what they're talking about. It seems that there's something strange that happened to the beetle Paul. If you will look at the Sgt. Pepper's album, the first strange thing you'll notice is that on the cover, and this may or may not be true, there's a hand over his head, somebody's right hand. This is nothing spectacular. But then you will notice, if you look to the right-hand side, there is the WMCA, which is our competition in those days. It's not now, but it was then. Welcomes the Beatles. WMCA, good guys, welcome the Beatles, right? On the other side of the Sgt. Pepper album. Okay. In the right hand of that doll is a car. The theory is that Paul the Beetle was killed or will be killed in a sports car. A white, perhaps, Corvette or something like that. I don't know what it is. But that's the doll on the front of the Sgt. Pepper's album. On the grave on the front of the Sgt. Pepper's album, there is a four-string bass, which is the instrument that Paul plays. That's on the grave. It's a left-hand bass. And that is there. I want you to notice in the Magical Mystery Tour album, the numbers that really come out, if you really get very, very high and look at the front of the album, on some, mind-bending drug, there are numbers in the title of the album. I want you also to look at the inside pictures. The walrus is a pagan symbol of death. And the walrus is holding his right hand above Paul's head. Now, what does this mean? I want you also to notice in the Beatles albums, if you will take Strawberry Fields Forever and play it at 45 RPM, take the LP and play it at 45, you will distinctly hear the words, "I buried Paul," if you play it very high. If you take "I Am the Walrus," you will hear "Services for Billy." You will hear, "Is he really dead?" And now I'm going to give you the very final thing, as I may well end my radio career, and I sure as hell hope I'm doing it on the top station in New York, and I am. If you will listen very carefully to Revolution Number 9, take it and play it on a two-track machine after you've recorded it on a four-track machine. Play it backwards, and you will hear some very strange things. You will hear things like, "Is he dead?" You will hear some very unusual things about Paul the Beetle. And after 10 years in broadcasting, I have never felt so sure of a thing as I feel right now. But that there is something strange going on with the Beatles. And something particularly strange with reference to Paul. Why is he in a black suit with bare feet on the cover of Abbey Road? Do you know that's what they bury people in England? For instance, in Revolution Number 9, you can hear the sound of flames. You can hear crackling. You can hear a car crash. You can hear distinctly, "Let me out." And the most shocking thing of all is, you can hear, "Turn me on, dead man," if you happen to play it backwards. Now, folks, I have nothing to lose by telling you this. I'm sorry for the telephone girl. There's only one girl on the switchboard tonight at ABC, and I feel sorry for her. But I had to say this, because my voice on ABC will be silenced within 2 weeks. But if you will listen to these songs, you will hear what I said. And if you listen to the rest of the songs, you will hear even more.